Kirk, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for John Deere.
My name is Kirk Schweihart, and I am the Dealer Technical Assistance Supervisor here at IVS.
Well, for growers who are heading into a new planting season here, I know with Swath Control Pro, we have that available on planters now. So tell me a little bit about what they're going to find with this kind of new application from John Deere.
Well, with the Swath Control Pro from on the planters now, they're going to be able to see significant savings, seed savings, by minimizing overlap and at the on their point rows if they have irregular shaped fields. Along with that, they may see some potential yield gains, less risk of planting errors, improve ease of subsequent field operations and operation. So at the end of the day, they're not going to have to be turning that planter on and off. It's all going to be done off the GPS.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have heard and doing a lot of our interviews, especially with growers, is the issue of compatibility. And when it comes to Swath Control Pro, what can you tell me about that?
Well, today's compatibility for half-width disconnect solutions we have out there for non-seed star John Deere planters, ground drive or variable rate drive, with half or third width disconnects is compatible. Seed star Gen 2 John Deere planters, ground drive or variable rate drive with half or third width disconnects is compatible, and Kinze planters with half or fourth width disconnects is also compatible. What's not compatible would be a SeedStar Gen 2 John Deere planters with a can base half width disconnect, and all Seed 1 John, all SeedStar Gen 1 John Deere planters. And we also have a True Count solution out there too, where we can have individual clutches on the row units. And again, that would be non SeedStar John Deere planters, ground drive, or variable rate drive equipped with a True Count clutch system, SeedStar Gen 2 John Deere planters equipped with a True Count, and other makes of planters equipped with True Count. And what's not compatible with the True Count would be all SeedStar Gen 1 John Deere planters.
Okay. Well, how about other types of or any recommendations that you would have for farmers at this time?
Yeah, the system should be configured for no more than 12 sections. To ensure system accuracy, sections should consist of at least 60 inches, two rows on 30-inch spacings or three rows on 20-inch spacings. And for signal from the receiver, we're looking for SF2 or RTK is highly recommended for swath control for planters.
And can you, because I don't know, maybe others would, what would be the reason for that, or why should they make sure that or consider that they use it with those products?
Well, with the accuracy, with the SF2, plus or minus 4 inches, pass to pass, and then RTK is your sub-inch accuracy. So you can get it down to where you'll stop planting, stop dropping seed when you need to.
So that's really going to give you the maximum potential of the benefit that they're going to get out of Swath Control Pro.
Correct, it is.
Any other types of recommendations in terms of components or the equipment that they're using this on, for example?
Yeah, the recommended components to run Swath Control Pro is going to be a GS2 display. You're going to have that Swath Control Pro activated. Also, a Green Star rate controller along with that in a main bundle. Again, the ITC or original Starfire receiver or third-party receiver can be used. You can have a Green Star ready tractor with an ISO implement connector, and the latest 2008 winter software bundle update.
For growers who might be listening, where are they going to go and find more information?
They can go out to Stellar Support, and out there we've listed, we have Swath Control sales and support, quick reference guides out there. We have frequently asked questions on setting all this up, and all the harness compatibility guides that are needed to get a planter set up for Swath Control Pro.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, and we'll I'm sure that as we get into planting season here, we're going to have a lot of interest in how, you know, with the way costs are going on inputs and everything, I think people are looking for ways to save. So hopefully this precision application will work for them. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.